This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various railway projects via video conferencing today. In a key move to further boost connectivity in the region, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the new Jammu Railway Division. He will also inaugurate the Charlapalli New Terminal Station in Telangana and lay the foundation stone of Rayagada Railway Division building of East Coast Railway. Our correspondent reports, creation of the Jammu Railway Division will significantly benefit Jammu and Kashmir and surrounding regions, fulfilling the long-pending aspiration of the people. Speaking to reporters, Union Minister Jitendra Singh said, it is a matter of pride and joy that Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate a new Jammu Railway Division.
सबके लिए बड़ी गर्व और हर्ष की बात है प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने हमारा आवेदन स्वीकार करते हुए जम्मू को एक अलग से रेलवे डिवीजन के तौर पर नए साल का तोहफा देने का निर्णय लिया है और जिसकी बहुत समय से मांग भी थी और आवश्यकता भी थी अब इतना फैलाव हो गया रेलगाड़ी का कि कामकाज में भी वृद्धि हुई है प्रशासनिक तरीके से भी तकनीकी ढंग से भी और इसकी एक आवश्यकता भी थी
Delhi health authorities have issued an advisory to ensure the preparedness for potential health challenges related to the human metapneumovirus HMPV and other respiratory viruses. The hospitals have been instructed to promptly report influenza-like illness and severe acute respiratory infection cases through the Integrated Health Information Platform portal. Strict isolation protocols and the use of universal precautions for suspected cases have also been made mandatory. Hospitals were further directed to ensure the availability of paracetamol, antihistamines, bronchodilators and cough syrups for treating mild cases along with oxygen. The recommendations came following the increased respiratory illnesses in China. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the 8th pre-budget consultation with the stakeholders and representatives from the trade unions in New Delhi today. The meeting was held ahead of the presentation of the Union Budget 2025-26. In Bihar, the Prakash Parv marking the 358th birth anniversary of Guru Gobind Singh Ji is being celebrated with traditional gaiety and fervour at Patna Sahib. The main function is underway at the birthplace of the founder of the Khalsa Panth at Takht Shri Hari Harmandir Sahib. In Punjab, all the Gurudwaras are decorated. Devotees from across the country and abroad are paying obeisance at Shri Harmandir Sahib, a golden temple in Amritsar. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. President Murmu said in a social media post, Guru Gobind Singh Ji always advocated for equality and justice. She wished that the timeless teachings of Guru Gobind Singh Ji guides the nation towards a path of righteousness, peace and harmony. The Prime Minister said the thoughts of Guru Gobind Singh inspire the citizens to build a society that is progressive, prosperous and compassionate. Cold wave conditions continue to sweep North India. The Met Department has forecast minimum temperatures in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad are likely to witness a gradual fall of 4 to 5 degrees Celsius in the coming 4 to 5 days. Heavy rain accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning in isolated parts of Himachal Pradesh has also been predicted today. Dense fog conditions are likely to prevail in northern states and the northeastern regions for the next 2 days. In Jammu and Kashmir, Jammu-Srinagar National Highway and Mughal Road are closed for vehicular traffic amid heavy snowfall. Authorities have advised people to avoid travelling on these highways until the weather improves and roads are cleared. In Uttarakhand, there is a possibility of snowfall in the high-altitude areas of the state today. In our bilingual live phone-in programme Public Speak tonight, we bring a discussion on staying safe during winter at 9:30 tonight. Scientist in the Meteorological Department, Dr. R.K. Jinnamani, and former HOD Medicine Department, AIIMS Delhi, Dr. S.K. Sharma will join us in the studio. Listeners can ask questions from the experts about weather patterns, do's and don'ts for staying safe during the winter season and other related questions. You can call on telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-233-1444. And with that, we end this news bulletin.